turning more pessimistic about the labor market on top of elevated anxiety over inflation. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 147 points. More details at srnnews.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is the unofficial start of summertime, and we've got some warmer days ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. That's actually normal. Good bit of sunshine. Still not too bad on the humidity. Nothing crazy. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, upper 80s. Can't rule out a stray random pop-up afternoon or evening storm on the last day of May. More scattered hit-or-miss storms on Thursday and Friday with mid to upper 80s, and not much change Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The more acres you own, the more you need Kubota's M7060. Strength, durability, and reliability with performance matching implements in stock. For hay work, bush hogging, or general maintenance, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Saab.
Montgomery firefighters are still looking into what started a fire that left a man injured. The fire happened just before 4 o'clock Sunday morning in the 5500 block of Carriage Brook Road, which is just off Vaughn Road. A 41-year-old man on the first floor of a townhouse was burned and taken to an emergency room for treatment. His name has not been released. Firefighters were able to evacuate the adjacent home. In national news, 9 people were shot yesterday on a busy Hollywood Beach, Florida boardwalk. It happened after an argument resulted in gunfire. So far, no one has died. One person is in custody and another is at large. And back in Montgomery, police are investigating the murder of 22-year-old Rondarius McQueen. Police say the shooting happened on Fulmer Parkway. No arrests have been made so far. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And those are your news headlines. For more news, watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find you're feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hoped for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome in, everybody. Starting off the third half of the program, the only program in the country with three halves, and we appreciate those of you who've listened long enough to know why that is. The number here, 1-800-289-9228, 289-9228. So here's the last topic from this article. Kevin Downey Jr. just saying, look, the leftists have done a great job of convincing folks on the left and many Americans that tyranny is virtue. They just don't get it. And there's this desire, maybe it's human nature, I don't know, but this desire to be better than other people. And whatever the people at the top say, this is the new list. This is how you're better than other people. Today, if you take your mRNA vaccine, you are better than other people. What was it KIV said?
The regular folks
are good, and then the unvaccinated. Yes. So she had decided, hey, if you take your shots, you're the good person. Mm-hmm. You're a regular person.
Yes.
The other people are outcast of some way. So you have that one. And then you have the whole trans mania. And look, the trans mania is the natural progression of all the things that we've been taught, at least since the 80s. When the whole coming out of the closet, and that all seemed, well, at that time, it was like, oh my gosh, it was a big deal. But they kept winning victory after victory after victory. And they're just doing the same thing that they've been doing for 40 years. We're just now to the point of the chop shops and people abusing their children. And it's just insanity. But you finally get to the Second Amendment, which I thought his points were good. Oh, he did. Remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger said, they were talking about Americans mm-hmm. and their freedom. They're like, screw your freedom.
Yeah.
Screw their freedoms.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, I know Arnold's never been accused of being super bright, but still. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say this just to make some people happy. Red Top will be happy, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Excessive steroid use is more damaging to your brain than marijuana. How's that? See?
Hey,
look, that's a compromise we can all agree on. See?
I see what you did there. Oh, that's great, Scott.
Your freedom. Screw your freedom.
Let's talk about what unites us. Yes.
That we can agree that excessive steroid abuse is worse for you.
I think he gets
to the Second Amendment. He says, the Second Amendment wasn't about hunting or protection from crime. Very good. I heard a congressman say one time that it was, and I was like, for the love of Pete. But anyway, it was for fighting a tyrannical government. Perhaps, listen, Sky will like this, perhaps even the type of government that would force you to stay home, get an untested shot, and have you fired for not obeying? Do we realize, I mean, I think about the Founding Fathers. We've all watched the movie The Patriot, those sorts of things. At least those, you know, we have some older folks, I guess, have a semblance and understanding of the founding generation. What would they think when they see all the things that we act like, that's not tyrannical? What are you saying, tyrannical government?
I'll tell you what they think.
We will destroy your business. We will make you take stuff that may kill you, and we'll make you do it. And if you say no, you're a crazy person.
Yeah, it turns out taxation without representation might not have been so bad.
That was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was easy. Super easy. He says the libtards don't see that they are being virtue bullied into giving up yet another liberty. They accept tyranny with a sense of moral grandiosity. Oh, yeah. He said one of the questions he asked was, hey, look, have you noticed all these, what's going on in the blue cities? Have you noticed all the crime? And exactly how will giving up our guns help solve the crime problem? Won't it eventually spread out into the suburbs? And what is their response? Whatever, you racist. Crime will come for you. And you're all going to give up your guns, apparently.
Yeah.
He says, once leftists go all in on giving up their liberties for phantom virtue, there is no turning back. They will give up their gas stoves and their gas-powered cars, or maybe their cars altogether. They will replace their light bulbs. They will throw out their dishwashers. They will eat bugs, own nothing, and like it. That's from the World Economic Forum, by the way.
Right.
You'll own nothing and like it. And even hand-deliver their children to pedophiles. I'm sorry if that steps on somebody's toes, but that's what they're doing. When they take their little kids to the shows with the guys and their junk taped up or taped out, all while believing they are better than you for doing so. My hat is off to the commies. They found a weak portion of the nation and convinced them that submission is strength and not cowardice. Listen to this. Your blue-haired, trans-pansexual sister-in-law will proudly move into a pod she shares with an, quote, undocumented Honduran serial rapist while calling you a bigot for not complying. That's the truth.
Wow.
We know these people.
Yeah, we do. And you're not allowed to ask them a question. That's how you know that's who they are.
Right.
You can look at the hair and whatever, and their little Beelzebub name tags at the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. And you think...
But it's the very people that do not allow you to ask questions or lob insults. There's your sign.
Right. And what was it earlier in the show? And they'll send you to jail? What are Jane Fonda's comments?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They think that you guys should be locked up and sent to jail. Just because you're here. Also, any pro-life activist should be murdered.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. She was going to
say that. Which is so loving, you know. Right. So if they don't get you in jail, they'll get a shot.
Do we remember back when all the talk was tolerance? Remember tolerance a few years back? That was the word.
Yes.
Tolerance. Everything had to be tolerance. Mm-hmm. It was tolerance for the people and transparency for the government. That was the things. That was what we needed. Now we don't need transparency because Barack Obama showed us we don't need transparency. We don't need it in the government when it comes to Biden. And tolerance was the big thing before the left got fully in charge. And when they got fully in charge, tolerance is no longer a thing. We don't hear about tolerance. Now it's you must get in line. There's no tolerance.
No, when we say tolerance, they say, what do you mean? Like, it's ultimate gaslighting.
Right.
Because they're so good at that.
They really, really are. But when they were preaching tolerance, there were people saying, hey, tolerance is not a virtue. If you're tolerating evil, that's not a good thing. You're not helping yourself, your family, your country, your God, anything. And all of those people were like, oh, no, we don't want to hear from you. No, you are crazy. Hey, that's not very loving. That's not Christ-like. Christ would be tolerant of every sinful thing we can possibly foist on the country and not only teach our kids about, but basically force them into it. And that's where we are. I'm fascinated with all the things for all those years, including myself, that I thought, oh, dude, you don't have to say that. That might be a little far out there. Those people were right.
Yes.
And we ignored them. We mocked them. We ridiculed them. Oh, he's crazy. Pat Buchanan comes to mind.
Well, you'd avoid him at Sunday school because they'd want to talk to you about stuff.
Yeah, and you're like,
or you'd see him out in public and you're like, ooh, I'm going to pretend I don't see you.
Yeah, I don't. He might ask me about something and I don't know if I want to completely agree. And there were very, very few times that I thought somebody was out there too far, because I was probably out there far too.
Yeah.
But those people were right.
I know.
All those things they warned us about, hey, look, if we do this, the next step's going to be that, and then the next step's going to be this, and we...
And now I want to go to those people and go, could we rewind like 10 years?
Yeah, and that person's
like,
can
we go back to that?
No, I'm done. Yeah. I tried to tell you. Y'all all said I was crazy. Forget it. I'm done. Y'all live in it. Y'all did it. And now we just see it. Let's go out to the phones. Let's go to, we'll take them in order. Crawdad, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, Crawdad. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'm enjoying what you're talking, well, not enjoying what you're talking about, but I'm glad that we're addressing it in a common sense and logical way with a Christian background.
You're enjoying the masterful delivery.
Crawdad, help.
You know I'm playing.
You know, I think I mentioned before that there's a piece that Paul Harvey did back in the 60s called If I Were the Devil.
Yes.
That, it just really sums it up. If I were the devil, I would do exactly what we're doing right now. You know, brainwashing the kids through education and multimedia and other things. But I wanted to mention, being that we just recognized Memorial Day.
Yes, sir.
Now, George Washington and the Continental Congress, they were kind of spooked about there being a standing army because they had seen how that happened in Europe. We have a standing army. So I'll say this, those men and women that serve and many that did not come back, they didn't do that for the president. They didn't do it for Congress. They did it for their families and they did it for their team. But in every case, someone who lost their life in service to this country, they were putting it all on the line to keep us from going back where we're headed with this, like Stalin and Hitler and Mussolini. We're doing it to ourselves.
And, no, you're absolutely right. I think back to my grandfather. He didn't go fight in Europe. He wasn't over there for 4 years without coming back to, you know, Coleman, Alabama, for what we're doing to ourselves.
You're exactly right. When my grandfather came back, he said, I'm never leaving home again. He was all about family.
Yes, sir.
But there have been many others since then, and a few that I personally have met that even went on after their military career into the ministry, missionary work. And these people, that's where their heart is. Their heart is with Jesus. And that's who we got to get back in charge here. We got to have a nation that are Jesus-fearing people, because the ones that are in charge are soulless reprobates.
Well, they have a guide. Well, they have a couple versions.
Money. Lust.
I'll give them that one. Money, lust. I'm going with the communist Chinese.
The state,
and Satan.
That's your top five.
That's my top five. Welcome. Crawdad, I appreciate the call, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Very good point. Let's go to Wetumpka, Jeff. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
It's another day in paradise.
90 seconds.
Hey, y'all were talking about, I think y'all already passed by the COVID, and I was trying to...
No, we're good. We're good. Okay. Go ahead.
I found out something a while back during all the time when everybody was running around trying to take his shot. I did not take it. I have not had the COVID. knock on wood. COVID is a respiratory problem. Allergies Correct. Are a respiratory problem. Benadryl has what's called diphenhydramine.
Okay.
Matter of fact, most of the allergy medicines have diphenhydramine. I take diphenhydramine every day. I have not had the COVID. I talked to a doctor and to a nurse, and both of them say, well, you may be on to something. But,
Writing that down, Madumpka Jeff. That's actually good. We're going to send that to our crack health researcher staff.
Yep, it's Benadryl. Called diphenhydramine, which is basically Benadryl and most of the other ones. And then on the subject you're on now, they're now doing on Paramount, they're doing an advertisement called the Fame Game. They got all these, whatever you want to call them, RuPaul and her bunch. And they're ugly. And they're some of the ugliest.
Thanks for jumping, Jeff. Hey, the break's coming up, buddy. We'll check that out, too. Great call. Have a good one. We'll be back.
Hey, River Region. This is Christina of the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. As a member of this amazing community, I want to assure you that our brand new dealership is all about you and your experience. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and the best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. You can be confident you're getting a great deal, but it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota. Come see me. I'm Christina. I want to sell you a car at the all-new Toyota of Montgomery or shop online at toyotamontgomery.com.
This is Chris from Surviving in Alabama. I encourage you to go to my YouTube page, like, share, and subscribe. That's Surviving in Alabama. Do you know how to survive in an emergency? Well, I spent years in the military learning how to do that. I'm also a master gardener, and I grow my own food. Not all of it, because I don't think anybody can do 100%, but I want to teach you how to do a lot, how to preserve, how to think outside the box door, and make it on little. What are you going to do when the lights go out? That's Surviving in Alabama on YouTube. Go check it out.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Did you know that over 12 times a day, someone in Autauga County calls 911 to report a medical or fire emergency? Volunteer first responders are saving lives and property, and you can be part of their team.
Volunteering as a first responder is really about making a difference where it's needed most, and Autauga County needs you now more than ever. Are you ready to answer the call?
To begin your journey, you can find any of the agencies of the Autauga County Firefighters Association on Facebook or visit MakeMeAFirefighter.com.
The boys of summer are back, and it's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. The Biscuits are your place for fun all summer long. Check out BiscuitsBaseball.com for all of the Day of the Week promotions, including Taco Tuesdays, Wild Military Wednesdays, T-shirt Thursdays with Thirsty Thursday drink specials, Giveaway Fridays, Max Fireworks Saturdays, and Little Crumb Sundays, presented by Go Fish Alabama. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
This is Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
What are you drinking, Mike?
Oh, sorry. Chappie's Deli sweet tea. I love this stuff.
It's so southern and so good.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Again, everybody, yes, I have a new cell phone. Am I bragging? No, I'm not. I hate this thing. I wanted the little home button. No, I don't have it. Now you got to be all touchy-feely. If you don't treat her right, she will rebel. Drives me crazy. I'm going to be one of those old codgers. What do they call them? The Luddites? The people that want any technology?
You're right.
That's what I'm going to be.
I just need a certain amount out of a phone.
You okay? Are progressive.
I just need a couple of buttons. That's right. all I really need. And deep down in my soul, my dark soul, that part of me that just kind of wants sometimes just to get people what they deserve, I kind of want that electromagnetic pulse. And watch everybody with their little cell phones dead.
Oh man, we're gonna rule the world. Like, my generation, we're gonna take over.
Have you seen the comedian, the girl, the lady who's talking about Gen Z and they can't read a map and they can't do all these
things
because their phone does it all? And she basically says, "Hey, look, you know, they're gonna take over the world, but it really won't be that hard for us to get it back."
Right.
That was like that is the truth. Here it is, by the way, as requested. We did a research.
We did.
Crack research staff says that the stuff in Benadryl probably is not a preventative, but
it may treat symptoms.
Yeah. And I do think there are people who probably had COVID. They've come across COVID. And they're one of those people that are like, they woke up one day with a little sniffle and they're like, I think my sinuses are bothering me. And the next day, gone. Because a lot of people had it and didn't even know they had it.
Yeah. You feel when you're getting the flu, mm-hmm. you know, you're sore, you're achy, you feel like...
Right. And that's the way I feel after I try to work out.
And I knew going to bed that night, man, I was going to wake up with the flu. I had everything prepared.
Right.
And the next morning, it wasn't so bad. And by that afternoon, it was gone. But I've never experienced anything quite like that. And looking back, I'm pretty sure that was probably
your version of it.
Yeah, I had some type of, and I've talked to other people that have had a similar experience. Yeah. And
I think most people have probably already quote unquote had it, but they just didn't have it.
We didn't know it, but I've never had anything like that, and it was brutal.
Really?
That night?
Really?
Oh yeah, man, I knew I was going to the emergency room.
It's terrible.
Or at least to the dock in the box.
So you had to had it, so you knew it was something weird.
It was strange. That feeling.
But, I've had it four different times, and I'm the same. Two times was terrible, two times nothing.
You should have taken the shot so you could have it eight times.
You know what? I would love to have it eight times, maybe nine.
Was it bad every time you had it?
No. It was only bad twice.
Okay.
Just like he's describing. Hit me like a ton of bricks coming home from the day before my grandbaby was born.
Did it just come
like
on
a
like
ton
like
oh bricks?
Like out of nowhere.
Yeah, I was driving like by the summit and all of a sudden I was like, I've got to get in bed right now. And I never, ever take to the bed, ever.
My thing was just the very tired. I had it for about a week and I was just like, man, after the show, I was just dog out tired. I told Big Dave and them, I would just sit down on the couch and take a nap, just laying mm-hmm. back like an old guy in the chair, which I don't usually do. But if it hadn't been for the loss of smell,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have known it was COVID, but that was the real deal. And I've told y'all before, my wife had just gotten one of these smelly candles.
Yes.
And I don't like colognes. I don't like smelly things. I don't like Gain laundry detergent because it makes all your clothes smell forever.
Right on, Scott. Yes.
That stuff drives me crazy.
I don't need that perfume in my everything.
And so I was like, well, my wife must have listened to me, and she got rid of that candle. And I look over there right beside me, and it's there. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yesterday, that thing, or the day before, was driving me crazy, and I could not smell it at all. So I did what any good 52-year-old male, which never grows, who, you know, men don't grow up. I went around the house smelling things.
And how'd that
after
go?
About 10 things that, you know, all the way to the icy hot, you know, Bengay or whatever. Yeah. Nothing.
And I'm then like, you went in your son's room and went, I'm sorry.
Yeah, old socks, everything. And I'm like, no, I can't smell anything. I must have the COVID. And that was, so about four or five days. But it took weeks for my
smell
to come back, right?
You kept the sense of taste, but not smell.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, when the smeller's out, the taste is not perfect.
Okay.
I was craving, like, fried chicken, spicy stuff, things that would overcome the lack of smell so you could still taste them. But, yeah, I was just mostly tired. But that's what told me it was COVID. I never got the test. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Guys, when I had the COVID, I thought it was going to wear me out. By the third or fourth night I had it, the absolute cold sweats was incredible. It soaked the bed, the bed sheets, yeah, and everything. Had that two nights in a row, and I felt wasted for like 3 weeks, man. Like I'd been on a heavy damn acid trip or something. It was incredible.
Now, I will tell you, I was tired. Like it mm-hmm. made it so that physical activity was like you really, really got bad out of shape quickly.
Yes.
That was kind of my experience.
I feel that all the time. Man.
You've got the COVID all the time, Big Dave. That and
or the mono
extra pounds.
One or two.
Did you really say that out loud?
He's skinny compared to where he used to be. So
you guys have touched on so many topics here over the last,
yes, sir,
20 minutes, 25 minutes or so. The northern cities and everything who are getting these buses to them.
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad they need to send them 10,000 a day. 10,000 a day. And if they complain, then they are the biggest racist that there ever was.
Xenophobe, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, their hypocrisy, Dennis, never slows them down. They don't even realize what they said years ago. They just move on to the next thing. And the press lets them... Yeah. Let them get away with it.
And all this mess about, you know, them coming for those, wiping out the Second Amendment and all that kind of stuff in mm-hmm. those cities where they got crime out of control. There's one thing, guys, that's gonna cure a town or a city or anything that's overrun with crime. You know what that is?
What?
It's good breath control and a steady hand.
Very good, Dennis. Thanks for the call, brother.
Have a good day, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. You too. How much time we got?
One minute. Yes. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. Let's see. Clark won't get started. Stan can't get started. I've got Paul Harvey up. He won't get started. He takes 3 whole minutes. So we'll just have that on the other side, mm-hmm. even if we have to go to a break early.
The rest of the
you
story.
Know what? That's
so.
Where's Allison at anyway?
She's with her daughter. Graduated.
What was the name of the place?
They went to the DR.
The Dominican Republic. I remember that. But she had the name of the town because it sounded more.
No, that was a resort.
Oh, that's the resort name.
Yes.
It's not the town.
I mean, their resorts there are named things like Excellence Resorts and Casa Playa. I mean, very fancy.
The beach house.
I don't know.
It does sound.
But it's where my kids my daughter honeymooned there, and she said it was awesome.
Well, you don't leave the compound?
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
And then you're fine. I hope
everything's
fine.
Except going and coming. But when you're there, it's all good. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find your feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hoped for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference and mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, hello. This is Christina, and as the managing partner of the all-new Lexus of Montgomery, I couldn't be more excited to welcome you to our dealership. Our team is dedicated to providing the ultimate luxury car buying experience. We are committed to making luxury affordable for everyone in the community. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River region. As managing partner, I take pride that we are not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. This is Christina, and I want to sell you a car. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today or shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
Sherman Creel, Jones Brothers Roofing Company. Too often after a storm, you'll begin to see folks you never heard of come out of the woodwork with a truck, a hammer, a ladder, and trying to convince you to let them repair or replace your roof. Too many times, we've seen folks hand over their hard-earned money and end up with a mess, adding to an already stressful situation. For 78 years, Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality, honest work at a fair price. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week is the unofficial start of summertime, and we've got some warmer days ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. That's actually normal. Good bit of sunshine. Still not too bad on the humidity. Nothing crazy. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, upper 80s. Can't rule out a stray, random pop-up afternoon or evening storm on the last day of May. More scattered hit-or-miss storms on Thursday and Friday with mid to upper 80s, and not much change Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. We got a bunch of folks on the phone lines. We'll get right to them. I think first up is a friend of the program, blast from the past, Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil.
Welcome, Paul.
If I were the prince
Paul,
of darkness,
there?
I'd want to engulf the whole world.
Paul's
in
on
darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious.
Show. It's been a long time since I've listened to that, and I have the opportunity here to see the text as he's speaking.
And what, neurologists are stunned.
What year was that?
That was my question. It's got to be probably early 70s, I'm guessing.
Maybe
I've
60s.
Got it. Let me pull it up.
I'm thinking maybe the 60s.
April 3rd, 1965.
Whoa.
April 3rd, 1965. You can change a couple little things in there, just a couple words. You know, you could take out TV and say TV and social media, a couple of those kind of things in there. But other than that, he's right on, 1965.
Wow. Paul Harvey.
And we have
way ahead of the game.
Done it all, and we're speeding it up as quickly as we can. Let's go out to the phones again. Stan, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott. How are y'all today?
Hey, we're doing great, Stan. How are you?
Doing good. I hope you had a good Memorial Day and everybody remembers what the reason for Memorial Day truly is.
Yes, sir, we did.
And before I get into, you were talking earlier about Vietnam and I wanted to share something with you. But okay. Before I get, real quick point before I get there. I believe that every Republican needs to be primaried every election cycle until they're either voted out or they change their ways. And that includes every Republican in Alabama. We've got too much promises and a lot of lying and voting like Democrats and breaking promises and people who think they're better than anybody else and they're the only ones who can hold that political office.
Right.
And nobody can do the job that they can do. And I'll call back one day, and we'll name names and go down the list.
All right.
Okay. But, fair enough.
Vietnam, very quickly. When Eisenhower was president, Ho Chi Minh sent him a letter and a videotape. He had spoken to a crowd of well over 100,000 Vietnamese. They wanted the French government kicked out of Vietnam. They wanted the colonialism of France to come to an end. They had asked us to help with that process.
Mm-hmm.
On the videotape, Ho Chi Minh reads the Declaration of Independence and about a half of the Constitution of the United States and ask the crowd, is this what you want? And they scream a resounding yes. The next two letters that were sent were intercepted by the CIA. So Ho Chi Minh decides, where am I going to go to get rid of the French? And the final solution was communist China. We created the problem with the CIA. We cut the president out of the loop. He no longer thought Ho Chi Minh cared. And the next administration inherited a mess, not created by Eisenhower, but created by the CIA. That's why John Kennedy said he wanted to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces. That and other reasons. But they are the ones who got us into that war. And then after a few years, everybody forgets about it. There was a famous line that was said during the Vietnam War that I heard repeated with Ukraine. And that tells me the CIA is involved. We were told at Vietnam, if we did not stop communism in Vietnam, it would go to Cambodia.
Yeah, the domino theory. Mm-hmm.
The domino effect would take place. Well, we have been told now, if we don't stop the Russians in Ukraine, it will be Moldova, Croatia, Belarus, Latvia, all the other countries that are there in Eastern Europe, back to Poland.
Wow.
We are fighting an unjust war for military complex purposes, to test our weapons and to see what the Russians have. And innocent people are dying because of the CIA. And it's happened before, it's happening again, and I think our country needs to wake up, and we need to hold every single Republican accountable for these actions, because they told us this is a just war. And now, one final point.
Okay.
We sent money and weapons to Muammar Gaddafi, and then we had him killed. We sent money and weapons to Saddam Hussein, and then we turned on him and had him killed. We sent money and weapons to Osama bin Laden to fight the Russians, and then we killed it. I would say to Mr. Zelensky, I would be looking over my shoulder.
That's a good point.
That's
very
chilling,
good point.
Actually,
Stan, appreciate you.
Skyler,
and we come back, we got to get to Clark and then Charles I of Douany. You were telling me something C.S. Lewis had said that goes well with what we've done today, so we'll see if you can remember it all.
Okay. We'll call that one up. And, it's very profound and applicable.
Applicable.
To what we've been discussing.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio is applicable, and we'll be back.
For the 4th annual Alabama Poppy Project in historic downtown Prattville to honor our fallen heroes. Over 2,000 bright red handmade ceramic poppies are on display in this free outdoor art exhibit created by Hanson Fine Art and Pottery. Poppies can be reserved for $45 with a portion of the proceeds benefiting nonprofit organizations honoring the fallen and the families they've left behind. For more information, visit alabamapoppyproject.com or call 334-301-0336. This art exhibit runs now through Wednesday, May 31st.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mayday, mayday. Can I have your attention, please? I want to announce that at Pizza Perfect in May, buy a large pizza at regular price and get a 2-liter bottle of any Pepsi product free. You already know that they have the best pizza buffet in town, which also includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drink for only $10 at lunch and dinner on Tuesday, Friday, and all day on Saturday. In May, buy any large pizza at regular price and get a 2-liter Pepsi product free. Pizza Perfect on Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook is available for pickup and delivery.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends? Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. My goodness, the day is running out. Sky, what was it, the C.S. Lewis quote?
That quote, let me adjust my microphone here real quick. I've called it up, and of course...
I figured you knew it by heart.
No, not the whole thing. I know the gist of it, but... C.S. Lewis, of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end. For they do so with the approval of their own conscience. Nailed it.
Wow. That's the show we've had today. Let's go out to our callers. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Clark, how are you, buddy?
And I'm good. I'm good. Hey, Scott.
Yes, sir.
If I ask you to name just a few really significant moments in your life since you were 18, 19, 20 years old, what would they be?
Marriage to my beautiful wife.
Good start.
Births of my children.
Excellent.
See, because I was saved when I was 12, so you said after 18, 19.
Yeah.
And then, you know, is that good enough if I go with two?
That's a good start. So, you know, okay. Moments spent with your life partner, birth of children, kids' academic awards, your kids' baptisms.
Yes.
When they're saved. Kids'
big sporting events.
Going to a little league game, mm-hmm. or playing catch with your kid, or watching your child play D1 sports.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Kids' graduations, time spent as an adult with your parents.
Okay.
Births of grandchildren. These are just, that list does not begin to cover the things that you and I have had and the things that guys that didn't come home missed out on.
Correct.
And they were 18, 19, 20 years old. The vast majority, very young. And they didn't have any clue what they were missing, Scott, when those sacrifices were made. So, it's nice that we have a Memorial Day. It is. It's nice that we have a Memorial Day. And probably for those of us that lost somebody, we probably think more about it. But maybe if all of us, every time we think about these significant moments that we've had, we'd think about the ones they didn't. Maybe
yes,
that'd
sir.
Be a good thing.
It would be an improvement, no doubt.
Well, I'm going to yield the rest of this time and let you get to Charles and see what he...
You got it, Clark. Appreciate you, brother. Let's go out to Charles the First of Dewity. Charles the First, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
2 minutes.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tie everything together that you didn't know that you were doing with what you were talking about today.
Okay.
You talked about Jane Fonda. You talked about Scrooge. And you talked about COVID and the medications and being fooled. And all of that, unknowingly to you and Abs, actually has something to do with what happened today. I can say it in five words. Elizabeth Holmes went to prison. Hmm. Have you got me? Jane Fonda likes Scrooge, and she's going because she's supposed to have lied to the pharmaceutical companies and getting 11 years. But those pharmaceutical companies can lie to us and nothing happens.
That's a really good point.
Hmm. And I also wanted to say today is the day that my father died in the helicopter crash, and I'm looking at the cemetery that I see every morning that he's in, and I miss him.
Yes, sir. Charles I, we appreciate you, brother.
Hey, thanks a lot, everyone.
Hey, thanks for contributing to the show. We have less than a minute. Seymour, man, I wish I could get to you, but probably have to try to push that off till tomorrow. Abs, any last words?
I'm already looking forward to tomorrow. Already got a map.
We got a lot of stuff.
Got a lot of stuff and still more to talk about.
There's so much stuff out there.
We have the best audience in the world.
There's no doubt about that either. Sky, you good?
I'm good. Good show today. Very thought-provoking, I thought.
It was.
It
made my head hurt.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be more shallow. How's that?
Sounds great.
We'll try to be back tomorrow at some point in time. Y'all have a great one out there. Be careful. See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here.